keep telling you, there are things which are relevant to Masechta Sukkah, which are not only relevant to Sukkah, but which apply to Kol HaTorah Kula. And one of them is this issue of Nikra Hedyot. Nikra Hedyot. Let's open up to the Ramah and see. Ramah says, a person sits in the Sukkah when there's no, I'll use the expression, there's no point to sit in the Sukkah, then he's Nikra Hedyot. He's trying to be a big tzaddik. He wants to be a big tzaddik. Simitah fresh lamates. Siv Zayin, call a potem and a sukkah, vein yotzim isham. Eino makabal olav schar, veino ela hediotus. Where does this come from? That's a strong expression. I like the Ramah to make such a thing up. Such a critique. Says the Gra, Yerushalmi. Let's see Yerushalmi. It's in a few places, Yerushalmi. I asked you to see the Yerushalmi in the Sefta Sukkah. Since we're learning Sukkah, we'll put the Yerushalmi on in a minute. That's where the expression comes from. Now, the problem is, if the Yerushalmi was limited to a fellow who sits in the Sukkah in the rain, I can understand it. The Torah says you're potter, take it to the ruin. This guy's going against the mandate of the Torah. So something's wrong with him. He's missing something. It's a hedyot. But we'll see soon. Let's take a look at the Yerushalmi. The Masechta Sukkah. We may have to see other Yerushalmis too. What's happening over here? We are? We're off? How do you get this thing to work? No? Anybody know how to do this?
I cannot say that I do.
I mean, it's black. It's totally off. Okay. I thought that people know. Is there a plug? So it's plugged in. Power's off.
No, the computer's off.
No, computer's off.
Not plugged in?
Could be, it's not plugged in. All right, we have to do this about Pat. I don't mind, but okay, we'll do about Pat. Fine. Torah Shabbat Pat today, Rabbi Osak, in the old days. Okay. So, one of the cases that's discussed in the Yerushalmi, the following case. A person is eating a meal, and you have to know, and sometimes you're required to stop the meal to do something, and sometimes you're not required. So, the Yerushalmi seems to say, at one point, that one who stops the meal when he's not required is a hedyot. And more than that, Yerushalmi seems to say, that someone who is potter mikriyas shma chosen, and says kriyas shma, is also a hedyot. Ribbono shel olam. Why? I would say the guy's a tzaddik, not a hedyot. So that, what does the word hedyot mean? Anyone know the Greek etymology of the word hedyot? What it's related to, another word? Idiot. Not a nice word today in English. We'll call you an idiot. It's not just a nice thing. But do you have the expression Cohen hedyot? You ever hear it? What, how do you translate it? Cohen idiot? Simple. Hedyot doesn't necessarily mean the guy is an idiot. We call an American an idiot. You know, he's a fool. He's simple. Not so sophisticated. So you can say, yes, he's a hedyot, because he doesn't realize that we have a right to be mekil. That's all. He doesn't realize. Potter min ha'aveira say, he doesn't understand, should have asked a shayla by the Rav. The Rav would tell me he's potter. He didn't ask a shayla by the Rav. He's a simple Jew. It's not such a rank out. Simple. Simpleton. It's not such a terrible, you know, not like the same as we use the word idiot. Okay, because the word hedyot in Greek means simple. Kohen hedyot. He's a great man, a tzaddik. He's not the Kohen Gadol. Every Kohen is a hedyot. Lucky there's no Kohen in this room. We call them idiots. Okay. No one ever called me a Levi hedyot. That expression doesn't exist. So, Israel also not. Anyway, fine. Where does it say, Eina Mekabel L'Schar? That's found in the Hagos Maimonius, Perek Vov, Sivkotin Beis. Somebody has a computer, you can make sure I'm telling you the right thing, because this one is off. So if yours is on, He'll tell me if I'm telling the truth. I need any confirmation. And the Dr. Moshe quotes it over here. This I can read to you so you know it's the truth. At least I brought it on the tour today. The Dr. Moshe is found over here. Tough Reish Lamites. Dr. Moshe is caught in Zion. Chosel Lagos Marini Pergavov. Kol Amitstar Besukha Ben Yotzi Mena Ena Mekabal Leoschar Behedjudu. Kol Apotem Ben Adov Oseil Nikwe Hedjud. Never said any Yerushalmi, you get schar. Maybe you do get schar from the pure Yerushalmi perspective. It's Agos Maimini who added the words. The Ramah picked it up from him. You get an impression. There's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. They quote the Akash from Reb Chaim Brisker. If there's no mitzvah, then how can it be that on the first night of Sukkot you sit in the Sukkot in the rain? That's the Ramah Paskin. I thought that kasha was no kasha. I mentioned this yesterday. There's one mitzvah called the mitzvah of Sukkos Teshuvah Shivas Yomim, Teshuvah Kein Tedaru. There's another mitzvah on the first night of Sukkos called Be'erev Toch L'Matos. Transferred over with Gzeres Shavah Tetzvav Tetzvav. There's nothing to do with mitzvah. So I don't see this kasha. They quote from Reb Chaim. I don't understand the kasha. Fine. The Yerushalmi gives the following motion. I'll give you the words of the Yerushalmi. Again, I'd love to show it to you. I can't. Come, Rabbi Shimon is spalal in the middle of the Suda. He has a kasha. It's potter. Tani Chizkia. Come, we shall potter men adavu yoseh nikre hedjit. Frek the Gemara on the Gemara's kasha. This is Yerushalmi. The kasha against the kasha. What do you mean? Chosen. Him rotzal nikos korei. Answers Yerushalmi. Watch this. The words are important. Yechil anaposar. I can answer this question. Yachil, Yachol, I can. Ana, I. Poser answer. Like Tishmachal, Liftar also, I can answer. I can give the answer to the question. Kirabi Gamliel, the Yomar, Eini Shomer Lechem Levat, Mimeni Kabol, Somar Shemaim, Shoachas. End quote of the Rishon. What does it mean? What does it mean? As a Korban Eda, Tupshat, one, Hosea Chosin is Chayef. Or, all Malchus Shemaim is unique. It's Lashon of the Gemara. I'm not going to be about Malchus Shemaim, but otherwise you would not be smart to do a mitzvah when you would be put. However, the Vilna Gaon, I'd love to show you, I just can't. The Vilna Gaon can be found in, if you saw the Maamar Komos, you know it by now, in the Shnos Eliyahu, which is the Vilna Gaon's commentary. You want to try to plug this in? Maybe my capable Shira system has magic hands. I think the whole thing is off. I think maybe there's a plug which is missing. Gotta follow the wires. Follow the wires. There's all kinds of wiring. If you can figure it out, you can. I'll tell you meanwhile about Pe. The Shnos Elio is found in Brochus, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Anyone know what that Mishnah by heart? Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Beishamay say when you say Krish. Yate. And Beis Hillel says, no way. Right. So someone who follows Beis Shammai is Chayav Misa. Why Chayav Misa? He's a machmir. What are Chayav Misa for? Oh. So the Vilna Gaon discusses that in the Shnos Eliyahu, and the Bir Halacha makes a reference to it in Siman Reish Lamed Beis Sif Beis. He says, Yechil Ana Posar is in his words, a Dichuya Ba'alma Avalo Be'emes. So we pass an halacha l'maisa when it comes to a chosin and mafsik besuda, you're not a hedjut. You know why not? In the Gaon's words, yesh to'eles u'mekabel schar. You're potter. But if you do it anyway, you get schar.
So why you need the hedjut?
You would not be nikre in that case, as if it'll go. You would not be nikre the maskana. You would not be nikre hedjut. Not. Argus that goes by Manios. No, not necessarily. Because if you sit in the rain, there's no toelis. No toelis. There's no sky. You're a hedget. But in the other cases in the Yerushalmi, namely, let's chazer again. Chosin says Krishma. A guy in the middle of a meal doesn't have to stop. He stops anyway. Those kinds of cases, you get schar, and you're not a hedget. And period. I Yerushalmi says Fakaret. No. That's a dechuya bi'alma. It's not the emes. That's what he says. So what does it ultimately boil down to? It depends if there's a kiyum. If you're accomplishing something, you're the opposite of hedyot. You're a tzaddik. If you're accomplishing nothing, then you're a hedyot. Then you're a hedyot. I'll give you a number of other sources. Again, I can't show you anything. I've written down by me, but I can't. We're out of whack for some reason. Try to find out for tomorrow's shiur. Tomorrow's shiur is 9 o'clock. Remember, Rav Moshe. And on Sunday, there was a Rebbe's meeting. On Sunday, the Rebbe's are not supposed to give shiur. At 10 o'clock, I'm going to have to be in the old Beis Medrash. All-star cast. Rabbi Shechel and Rabbi Rosenzweig talk about Talmud Torah. Can't get higher than that, Rav Moshe. 10 o'clock. It's going to be over by 11, because there's going to be an investiture of Rabbi Dr. Ari Bruno. Everyone should also go to that, too. But you should certainly go to the Shirum. He's a Gedol Hador Mamish. Get a chance to hear such great people talk. Okay? That's the schedule for Sunday. We'll resume on Monday. Okay. Fine. Let's go further. So the Gaon says, you're not a hedger in that kind of a case. And the Yerushalmi is the following. Watch this. If it's a Dovah Shel Tzar, and you're not Mevaza Acherim, Yasa Atzmuk Talmud Chacham, and be a machmor on yourself. What's the case? It's a case, it's really, it's in Baba Kama too. Give me Baba Kama from that. We don't have Shas Rishalmi too bad, we have Shas Babli. Give me Baba Kama, I'll read it to you from Baba Kama. It's on the Mara Makomas, some of you may have seen it. It's Chelik Dalet. Thank you so much. So, Besef to Baba Kama. Here we go. Payalef Mebeis. Payalef Mebeis. There were different takonas which were made. Yeshua ben Nun and Ezra. Umesalkim betzidei hadrochim ve'yesedos hadrochim. What it means that you can go off the road on people's farms because the roads are not passable. Chazal matakan, you're allowed to do it. Shmuel Rav Yudah v'kshakli v'yazi v'urcha have a mistalek Shmuel at Siri Adrochim. Omele Rav Yudah Tanoin Shehista Yoshua Afilu K'bibavel Omele Shani Omer Afilu B'chutzlarts. It's a question of whether it applied to Chutzlarts too. Rashi says Kol Shkin B'bavel Shemutzirin Shem Shayoras Ovin V'shovin Chutzlach L'asnos. Fine. Now the following story. Rabbi Rab Chia v'shakli v'yazir v'urcha istalkul et siri adrochim. That's the Tanai of Yoshua. You can go to the side. Havakam mafsiyah v'yazir Rabbi Yudah ben Kenusa kamayu. On the road. Only Rabbi Rab Chia. Miyuzeh shemare gedula b'faneinu. Who is this fellow? Rashi gedulasom. Shu marlan shu yurei shemayim ma'od. V'nechoshish et Tanai shisna Yoshua. Umerzik yuara. It looks like conceit, like arrogance. What? He's firmer than Yeshua ben Nun. Amle Rab Chia, Shem Rab Yudah ben Kenusa, Tamidi who, the Chomas of the Shem Shemayim. Can't know you are Rabbi him. Kimatul Gabei, Chazye. Amle, Ilav Yehudah ben Kenusa, Gazretinu Lishakach Begiyu Gizra de Parzala. If you were not the tzaddik that you are, I'd put you in cherem. For why? For not relying on leniency. You know, some of these people talk about the age of chumras. You're in chumras. He says, if you don't rely on an established kula, you can be put in cherem. Because of merzik yuara. That's what it says. That's what it sounds like. And the Yerushalmi is a similar thing. This is Bavli. This is a Bavli. So what's the machlokas rabosai between Rab Tarfon and the other Chachamim in Masechta Brachos Staf Yud Aleph? What are they fighting about? Is there a kiyun to Mahada like Beis Shammai or not? You could say Beis Shammai is Pashtei Dekra. We shouldn't have a situation in which they say, and someone said Hilchos Chalitza, not for now all the details, it's a Chumah to Mahada like Pashtei Dekra. So Rav Tarfon may say, listen, it's true we follow Beis Hillel, but Pashtei Dekra is like Beis Shammai. I want to be Machmir. And they said, you deserve to die. Chayv Misa. Why? Because there's no toelis. No, nothing. As lost notes in the mission, remember in Brachas, lo asa v'lo klum. You accomplished nothing. you accomplished nothing. And Rashi there says, what a case of sukkah. Shulchan toch habayis. Again, lo osav lo klum. According to Beis Shammai. And the Groz is lashon ein ba mitzvah. And so too, according to the Beis Hillel, there's no mitzvah to lie down at night, no mitzvah to stand up by day. Now we understand very well. The question, Mogad Avraham, he says, what? Yes?
How do you find Tolalas?
Oh.
It seems to be, you can say if it's Tolalas, then it works.
That's exactly the Machlokes. Some say that the Tolalas is the father of Pashta Dekroa, which means, B'shach, when you're lying down, Mamish. Mamish. Kumeva, you're standing up, Mamish. Say, no, maybe the argument that's it's certainly not the Kabbalah we follow according to Beisila, but it's not Pshut Lashon Mikra. I mean, that's what they're fighting about. Because Pshut Lashon Mikra, we find, and again, in Hilchos Chalitza, some say you should be mahadah to do things because if you Pshut Lashon Mikra, you know, Chazal Dash, you don't need Pshut Lashon Mikra. Maybe that's what they're fighting about. Maybe. Or maybe if I want Pshut Lashon Mikra is, I don't want to know exactly what they're fighting about. But the Groz Lashon Lo Osam Lo Klum, and therefore, and why the why is it Chayav Misa? Against the Baskel also sources. The Baskel came out and said, Allah Kibbeis Hillel, and then you have no right to be Machalik Beisham. That's such a serious punishment. Chayav Misa. That's pretty harsh.
Well, if you're over any
so. We'll discuss that a little bit. That's a good question. So what was the Mogan of Ramsvar? Sorach Lisyashe Bidover. A person's putness of Haseba, tough iron base, Sivkotanva. He wants to know, is it also to be massive Mason when you don't require it? That's the task? Or it's a mitzvah, as we find elsewhere. That's what the Mogan of Ram is not sure about. Sorach Lisyashe Bidover. The Chok Yaakov there in the Set Hilchos Pesach, Tafayin Beis of Kut and Yud, says, you know why you're a hedger by a sukkah? Because you're mitzar yourself. Sing in the rain. Drocheo darche noam. You don't want to convey an impression that the Torah demands of us what's not pleasant. Kavachomis yontif, this is chmitzah simchas yontif. The Mar Revile says, I can't show it to you. Right on the Mar Malkam, Simon Kuf. Sadi Aleph. Tomorrow, either if it works, or else we'll bring in the Mari Vile. Let me know if it's working. Okay, if it's not. Kuf Sadi Aleph. It's on the Barilan. Okay? It's okay. You don't have it. You don't have it. As opposed to what is no Tzad Isser, says the Chok Yaakov, you're not considered to be a hedger. Frek the Tzad. That's what he calls from others. Frek there, a Gavaldik Akasha. A Gavaldik Akasha. Could you bring me, please, a Gemara? I can bring. I like to read inside. Chelek Gimel, please. Kuf Sadi Aleph and Marival. Thank you so much. It's a Tosfos Rabbi Osai Masechta Sota. Listen carefully, Rabbi Osai. Sota Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Watch. Yud Zayin Amud Beis and Sota. Loam Tosis. Chosvi Geras, etc., etc. Says Tosis like this. He quotes Yerushalmi in Shabbos. What's the case? Someone who draws lines who does sirtut, Rabbi Osai, between the lines of a mezuzah, even though it's not required. So he says, it's Nikra Hedjit. Rabbi Osai, there's no tsar over there. What's the tsar? According to the Gemara, we understand it. Lo osa v'lo klum. Lo osa v'lo klum. And even though there's no iser, there's no basko, but you can consider it to be a hedger. Because lo osa v'lo klum. That's the Gemara sheet that's throughout. If you accomplish something, you're a tzaddik. If you accomplish nothing, you're a hedger. When it comes to Krishna, it's a chayav misa. It's a unique case. But we don't like to be stamed yotas either. Yes?
Didn't you say that by
oh, so if you need it, that's if a key Vegas kasha. If you need it to be able to write properly, not only is it a proper thing to do, it's mandatory. But if you don't need it, you have a good handwriting. You don't need it, then it's called a hedge. It's what it says enough in the Tosfos Masechta Sota. Interestingly, the Magen Avraham back there in Siman Lamed Beis quotes Tuf Ayin Beis. From the Shut Be'er Sheva, Simon Chof Aleph, Kivega there said, if you can't do it, you have to do it. Ravamas Mashva, a little shver difficulty. And he quotes the Ritva on Kofayim and Aleph. That if you're machmer on yourself, okay, then, okay. V'lo chashiva k'misha ena mitzuva v'davar v'ose v'nikra hedrit. What does that mean? That means that the person takes to a sukkah a cup of water. He's ena mitzuva v'ose. That would be considered a hedrit. So it could be pshat, as we saw once, that the person is mechuyiv. Just that the water is not mechuyiv. So he's a tzaddik. It's quoted halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Poskim. And also, don't drink water out of a sukkah. It's a tzaddik, not a hedjit. But now, Rabosai, there's an important Mogan Avram. It's all in your Maram HaKomis. It's Simon Samar Gimel, Sifkot and Beis. Of course, the Yamshul Shlomo Bekama, Perek Zayin Simon Memalef. Hamachme Bifnei Rabim, B'chashash Yuara, Minadin also. Unless Hashem Shemayim. That's the Gemara you saw in Masechet Baba Kama Pei Aleph of the base. So therefore, a person should be very careful not to take on certain things. Why? What's the word? Chashash Yuara. You saw before the expression Merziki Yuara. I'll tell you a story. I went over to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Tzatzal and said, Rebbe, if I should decide to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, would I be in violation of Merzi Kiyuara, the semblance and appearance of hubris? So those know Rabbi Yaakov's greatness. He said, the key is the pause for effect. He said, Nain. What's Nain mean?
No.
So the guy was all excited, and then he gave him the kicker. Thus is you are a mamish. Not Merzik Yura. Rabbi Yaakov. He cut him down to size. You're a man of Thomas Phil. Who are you, a man of Thomas Phil? You have to be a tzaddik to be a man of Thomas Phil. Who are you? So I have to understand over here. We shouldn't take on chumras, you know, which are beyond us. We should be a little careful about these things. So that's what he says. You put him in chair. Let's do the Shem Shammai. Another chumra. Another bad thing. A person who's machmir b'fnei rabbo, his rebbe is a kula, and he's holier than the Pope. He's holier than the Rebbe. I think it's all about Rebbe Muvik. I don't know if it's man as that. Rebbe Muvik is, you know, mamish mor rabbi kamor shemaim. Means most of your learning is from him. Not so clear that contents exist nowadays or not. Maybe a little bit. Okay. Menadin also even the Shem Shemaim. Afilu ein poshet kol kach lahatir lo yachmir neged rabbo. Imlo sheyesh the raya lister dvarav. Unless you have a raya, he's wrong. Now, I only applies to today is mostly not Rabbi Muvik. Machta Shekel says even shalom b'fonav. Even if he's not there, the Rebbe, the Yamshul Shlomo says in Baba Kama, it's not right to be machmer more than the Rebbe. And the Prima Gadim says if no one's looking, if it's yura menadim also. Because look at the Gemara, we just saw Baba Kama. What happened? This man, Rabbi Yehuda ben Knusa, is walking on the road. He has no idea that Rabbi Reb Chiya is seeing him. He has no idea. But so of Chazye. See him at the end. He didn't know. His father was being all the man Atzma. And they still would have put him in Chayim, were it not for the fact that he was a Shem Shemayim Yid. Wow. So the Mogan of Roman have the same shot. No, he saw two people. Didn't know who they were. If you see nobody, then there's no Shaila of Yura. That's a question. Oh. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the Bogan Avram also says, to stand up in Krishma, his Lashon is, my Tivusa Yesh Ramido. You gain nothing. So you're a hedget. What's this contrasting case? And again, in Brooks, a person forgot the bench. Is he required to go back to where the place where he was? So we pass on Alach HaLamayis if he forgot? No. He goes back. Oh, he got a big water. He found a pot of gold. Famous Gemara. Because there is a toelus to go back. He's benching in the place where you ate, which is proper. Elamai, he forgot. There's another place. Not Machaibi to go back. But to stand up in Krishna, you accomplish absolutely zero. Zero. Fine. Interestingly, now you have to know if you have who has the Mishnah Berurah today? Because we have no computer. You better have a look at Mishnah Berurah today. I'll be with you in 1 second. Mishnah Brura, Tav Resh, B'Halacha Tav Resh Lametes, Sif Zayin. But the Hedrit story, he quotes basically like the Chok Yaakov. Tav Resh Lametes, Sif Zayin. Bir Halacha. Take a look, please. V'chalapot lemin adah suka nika hedjot. Zah klal hu davka memokon sheish vod tzad iser. Kovim mitstar da vichil yomtev. Cholamoy lechav lechavdo. Avlameinu mitstar rashor lehachmer. Rabbi Gamliel put water into the suka. Pis cheshub jen ola shmul sim mitzad iches. This is the Chok Yaakov. We don't pass in this way. We pass in as an Indian of like the Grah to be paskin. That is an Indian of hedjotos. If you're not accomplishing anything, even if there's no tzar, is it tzar to make an extra line in a mezuzah? I don't consider that tzar. I don't consider that tzar. But now let's go to the next halacha. Rabbi, you had a question. Yeah, I'm sorry. What was the question?
No, I always thought
you
aren't
required
to go back to
the spot. No. Lechatchila, you should not bench in that spot. But if you go far away, then you have to go back. I'm not looking at those halachas. Now you look at them on the run. It's on the Maram Akomos. You'll see. I was reading before Tov Resh Lametes Sif Zayin the Biolocha V'chol. Now we're going to go to the next Biolocha Hedyotos Ayin Mishnah Brura. Okay, he tells look at Mishnah. Everyone look inside the Mishnah Brura. Everyone look inside. He says something called Hedyotos Sifkon Memhei in Mishnah Brura. Alright, Kavachom al Misha wrote to the Hachmer v'kshe yordim k'shomim v'lelech besukah levarach shema motzi v'kdeshe besukah. And then he eat kazayis. Have a bracha levatola. I feel the yochel shem besukah chilas keva. Ooh! Now there you are hedged. You're a rasha. You're making bracha levatola. Rasha is too strong a term. You're a balaveira. You're making bracha levatola. Says the halakha of bi'alacha. Kosta b'sevet bikuriyak. Who wrote the bikuriyak? Rabbi Moshe. Who wrote the bikuriyak? Who wrote it? Aruchaner. Aruchaner was the sefer on Masechet Sukkah. Bikur Yaakov is his first book he ever wrote. Rav Yaakov Etling, his first name, called it Bikur Yaakov. That's your first sefer that you call Bikure. He wrote many other beautiful sermons subsequently. But Bikure is usually the first sefer. So it's a perish on Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Sukkah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I'll try to get you some copies. It's a really almost an indispensable sefer. Maybe tomorrow we'll see if I can get you copies. Let's see this on the blink. Anyway. That's what he says. Nearly, he quotes, B'Aloch is quoting from the Bikur Yaakov. Have a look inside, please. It's Sivkot Lamed Ches in Bikur Yaakov. So we'll look it up later on. In some Aruch HaNer, it's printed in the back. Aruch HaNer and Sukkah.
Yeah, it's
in the back. Good. I have a separate edition. Okay, but it's also very good. They're both good editions. Look what he says. The Madam Rina and Sheinu Elam Maisei Adyotus in Mekab HaSachar זה דווקא כשפוטר באיס הישיבה כגון שמצטער וכדומה ובפרט בקשומים כיוון שבשפיחס כוס על פונב שרבו הראה לו שאינו רוצה בעבודוסו בעבדוסו והוא רוצה לוחוף רבו לאובליס פורס את מאסטר לסרב him שאיזה דרך ארץ אבל מי שפוטר משום תירחו לחז על הסוכה כגון פוסקו גשומים בלילה או באמצע סודוסו או בלחסוכס חברו Vazayesh Kibul Sakhar Olov. Blogora me show some Maya Basuka Darmina Harizam Shubuch. I'm Shapotam and Adin Khanal. Vakoshkan Zen. Shabishas Shiva Mikaim is a Sukha Koroi. Vakshalachat Hilo Hayamuchil Delosham. Vakhen Gama goes Maim the Lokos of Rakola Potter Menasuka Vieno Yotse. The Masha should be Ace Shivaso Potter. But a guy who is put from going to the sukkah, but once he gets it, b'chayev, no, he's a tzaddik. So writes the Bir Halacha over here. Interesting. I have a dirshu in front of me. I don't know if any of you have a dirshu. Footnote 49. He writes over here. Ula omnam, the gavimisha hischil bepula. Asher menadin ain't tzorach lafstik b'emtzo letzvilas mincha v'hivsik kosov liel simin reish lamed beisiv beizim aschavim she'amogon avrom she'nikwe hedyot ribayne shalaylam. Why are you nikwe hedyot? You're doing a good thing. Here is a toelis.
Yeah. Posev sham shebaaderes shebeisos mishnos aliyo nechlag ala magan avron. Mishnos aliyo, I read you before, says if you do a mitzvah, it's considered a mitzvah point and not a hedyot at all. Against the magan avron, who said the person stops when he didn't have to stop, is considered to be a hedyot. The question I read the Rishalmi. Wow. Magan avron says it's really true, and the gross is the chuya bi'alma. And the Magen Avraham is Shittoso Sorach Lisyashev. He said it in Sima Lamed Beis and the Sima Tofayin Beis, because it's not clear to know, is he a Hedrith kind of a guy or a Tovah Lo Bracha kind of guy? I don't know how to figure it out. According to the Gra, it's very easy to figure out. Is it a Toelis or no Toelis? If it's a Toelis, you're not a Hedrith. If it's no Toelis, then you're a Hedrith. Easy to figure out. Fine. Now, Bosai, let's turn our attention back to Mitzvah. We learn that Mitzvah is derived from where, Abbas, and from where? Teishan and Dudu. The Ritva in two places, on the Maramakom, was quoted the Ramban, and part of the Ramban is in Chumash, in Vayikra Perek Yud Chav Gimel Pasuk Mem Beis, called the Ezrach Yibi Yisrael Yeshu Basukus, said the Ramban of Chumash, Ke Ezrach Ra'anon. Anyone know what that is? It's a Pasuk in Tillim. Lamed Zayin Lamed Hey. Bebeso. Lahotzi, he says, the Rabban Chumash, Holche Drachim. Holche Drachim, you're on the road, you're not an Ezrach Ranan, a refreshed citizen. You're on the road, it's tough times. The Ritva adds, name of the Rabban, it's not as a Perish Chumash. So too, Shomrei Peres and Mitzar is also not an Ezrach Ranan. And he goes further and says, whenever the Ritva says, whenever we say Teshuvah came to Duru, it's derived from here. Teshuvah doesn't mean sit. It means yeshiva kein dira as the Vayeshev Yaakov. We say in Parashat Vayeshev. It doesn't just mean to sit. We'll get to that later on. It could be standing also and be a yeshiva. We'll get to that. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Let's see the Gemara. We have short of Sfarim today, but Gemara we have, Baruch Hashem. Please open to the Gemara, Masechta Sukkah, Daf. Let's see. All right, Daf. Chof Chesam and Beis. We'll start at number Aleph. Women of Potter. How do you know? Ezrach. Ze Ezrach. Ho Ezrach? Lo Tes Anoshim. Okay. Krol Amali. Hilchos Al Amali. Ho Sukkah Misasasasas Man Gurama. And Noshim Peturis. And Yom Kippur. Chayavas. Who needs these drushes? So more than the last line of Chav Chesam and Aleph. Omar Kro, Isha, Isha, turn the page, Talmud Beis. Hishma Kosov, look aside, Isha Lish, the Kolonshan Shabbat Torah. Omar Abaye, Lolam Sukkah Hilchasa. The Yitzrich, Sakadach, I mean, Teshik, and the Duru, my dearest Vishto, Sukkah Vishto, Kamash Malon, a woman's potter. Rova, my Yitzrich. Sarah Mina, Yolov Chamishos, Chamishos, Michagamatzis, Lahal Noshach Hayavas, because it's a Pasuk. Why? It's a Losoch Lolov Chomet, Shiva Islam Tolom Matzos, Lechamoni, is the heckish of Chomet and Matzah. Women, of course, can't eat Matzah because it's a lav, so they can't eat Chomet, it's a lav, the Chayav and Matzah as well. Avka Noshim Chayavas, Kamash Malon, Hash the Diabat Sukkah Hilkoso, Krol Omali, Rabbah says a Gerim. Fine. Ad kan sukkah segemar. Rabbi, who has a big shulchan aruch here? Raise your hand. That's it. You have it on a computer. Okay, so you also have it. So either you have the hard copy, or you have a computer. They're both okay. So whoever has a computer should look inside. If you have a hard copy, look inside. And if people will just spread out a little bit, everyone will be able to look inside. I want to show you an interesting prima garden. It's in the Mishpat Zozov, Simen Tov, Reish Lamites, Siv Katan, Yud. Sukkah Chav Chesem and Beis. Look what he says. Omar Abai, Lolam Sukkah, Hilchasa, we just saw it. The Shitase, suggests Prima Ganim, the Teshu, the Kitaduru, Yesh Loma Nosh Nami Chayavos. The Abai said, remember we saw before? Yol Teshu Kitaduru. Im Kain, E Mikro, Lamayit, Emarach Shayamim. With their Shabbat Tesvav, Tesvav, Rabbis Noshim, Belel, Alev, Akoponim. Akochok Hilchasa, Sukkah, Ugemiri kach af leil aleph. We're gonna put Vilarova Enochinami Emsha mikro sukkah Vilotzorach rak leil aleph Lamad mixereshova. I can usually writ Visham Ezek Mitzar Potter. Fiesh of the Vera Dvar, Vain Makoma Po. He saw a whole new Kiddush over here. A whole new Kiddush. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, Rabosai, take a look at the Gemara, Chav Tesem and Alf. Rabosai, Chav Tesem and Alf, important Gemara. Chav Tesem and Alf, it's all in the Mamakamas. What is it, Yodu Gesham, if it rains, you can leave the Sukkah. Tana Rabbana, the Ochel B'Sukkah, about the 15th line. The Yodu Gesham, the Yorad, in those days, the Sukkahs were on the roof. Went down to the house. Ein matrichin also lalos at shigmus udaso. Finished the meal downstairs. Hoyoshin dagas at sukkah v'yodim shomim v'yorad. Ein matrichin also lalos at shiyer. What shiyer mean? With an aleph till yer hayom. It gets light. Some say shiyer with an ayin till he wakes up. Whole discussion. Fine. Quote Allah on Shulchan Aruch. Ever look on Shulchan Aruch to see? That's what it says. Take a look, please. Tov Resh Lamed Tes. Sif Zayin. Hayayoshin v'yodu gshamim b'layla v'nichas v'besor abayis v'posko gshamim. Ein matrichin also lagz al sukkah koloso alayla, ela yoshin rebeis to vachiyalem on hashachar. The year mishnoso ez the ram. Okay, we just saw the Gemara. Why do they have to go back? Teishu came to do. Says the Gemara. Doesn't say mitzayir. Doesn't say mitzayir is only when you're sitting in the sukkah mitzayir. Here's only mitzayir to get there. And the question against the Truma Sadeshin is, he said if it's a schlep to go to someone else's sukkah's chavero, he's potter mishum mitztair. So the question then becomes, maybe that's not a mitztair if it's only on the way there. Kivega quotes that and says, why are you potter the first night? We'll see soon. Some possible hold yechayev even on the first night, even if you are a mitztair, sitting in the rain. Sorry. Sitting in the rain. It's a good cash. Fine. It's interesting. If you look in the. I can't share the source. I wish I would have known this wasn't there. I would have brought it this far. You have to look it up. Don't trust anything I say, Rabbi Ose. I tell you again for the third time. Look it all up. Shumas Adeshin Simon Sadi Dal used the expression of Tsar when. Mishum de'ein orev la'odam ele v'shalo. We discussed it yesterday. People like their own privacy. And he ends at the end. Im ev shalo b'li torach gomor lovo l'sukos chavera v'lechol shamein l'lachil. Again, that's a tircha to get there. He doesn't say, as the Bekur Yaakov said in his name, that torach goros mishum etzar. No. He starts with one way, goes to another way. It's not completely clear. So the B'kur Yaakov asks Akasha, again, why Truma Sadeshin say it's mitztair? We could say as follows. Say midiras kevel diras arai is part of the mitzvah. Gemara beizim and avi. We saw yesterday, and he quotes a chazal. Not sure where the chazal is. That this tsar of going from the diras kevel to diras arai is mechaper on golus. If you find that chazal, let me know where it is. If you have a sukkah, you're potter from going to another place. He writes the same thing over there in Pekuri Yaakov Siman Tov Reish Mem Siman Kod Yud Gimel, and there he says you are a mitzar. Here he doesn't say mitzar, there he says you are a mitzar. So you can be mitzar to get from one place to the other as well. Not only are you a mitzar in a situation of while it's raining or it's freezing in the sukkah, just to get to place that also has a status of a mitzar. So the Bikur Yaakov says you must say there are some who are not mitzvah b'sukos chaveiro. The Shulman Sedesh himself is not so sure. And more than that, Rabosai, take a look, Rabosai. The Poskim suggests, look at Mogen Avraham. I hope everyone has the Mogen Avraham, either on your computer or in real life. Sif Katan Yud Zayin. A long Magen Avraham, towards the end, Rabosai, of Sivkaton Yud Zayin, a guy goes Tof Resh. One second, Lamites. Towards the end, Mishaholech Emtes Sudos and the Sukos Chaveiro Tzorachin Im Yachzav Yevarech. This is the famous Magen Avraham, is Halicha Hefsek, not a Hefsek, yes, no, maybe so, but clearly you see from Magen's personal sheet in Siman Ches by Tzitzis, is a Halicha is considered to be a Hefsek. I will show you, I can't show you, that's against the Taz, We pass the Pshuto, Sofik Brochos Lahokel. That's what the Levushe Srod says. Halicha v'hefsek. He writes at the bottom over here. He's a shitoso simen ches of kol yuzayin. But the Taz argues halicha ain't no hefsek. Ul didei, if when I went to the sukkah, I had a marked on my friend's sukkah in the middle. Ain't sarach levarat shom v'chaim ruisi nogev v'sofek brachos lahokel. Yes, I started my sukkah and then your sukkah. I have a mark from the beginning. I would not make a new brach. Fine. But what about making a bracha in my friend's sukkah without a previous bracha? The Magen Avraham clearly seems to say, yes. You make a bracha in your friend's sukkah. But if he didn't make an original bracha, he would make a bracha there. Rebbeinu Shalom, aren't you a mitzvah? Mitzvah makes a bracha, it's a bracha levatolach. I can make it in the rain. The answer is that some people are not mitzvah. In the rain, everyone's a mitzvah. No one loves to be in the rain. But in someone else's sukkah, it's chavruti, it's a social event. I like it. It's terrific. Not everyone holds it. There are people a little bit more antisocial. They don't like it. Okay. They don't like it. Oh. Fine. Let's go further.
You can force yourself.
Okay, in some cases you can. Force is like in someone else's sukkah you can. Right. So not everyone can. He was a big tzar of the chayolam. He thought that everyone can. People's social preferences are very tough. You know, get around with social life. Oh, boy, it gets rough and tough, and that's what's about chleikus. It's all a big problem. Interesting. There's an interesting, fascinating Magen Avraham at the beginning. And we always look at Sifkot and Aleph, Sifkot and Beis. Guess what? Sifkot and Zero. Before it starts, it's a Hakdama to the Siman. Give a look. Tofresh Lamates in the Hakdama. Before the Shulchan Aruch said a word, the Magen Avraham already has what to say. Okay? Watch what he says. He says, If you can't get to your sukkah except to go take a boat on Yontif, you can't take a boat. We don't go on boats on Yontif. What do the words mean? Says the Machzah Shekel, Vatzaloma, Kevin did the Yevet who welcome Mitzutchak, Yesh Lismuch ala Poskim Amatirim, Lomikri Ovid Yisura. So I'm allowed to go on a boat. And therefore, Vulachain Rashoy Levorech ala Sukkah. The Lahaos Shemain Levorech ala Sukkah, and the Mavorech ala Menai, it's a kind of a mitzvah of Bavari, even though it's a Hechshem mitzvah, whatever, shouldn't be making a bracha. So writes the Machzis HaShekel. But you may make a bracha. You may make a bracha. The answer is as follows. Here, the tircha that crossed the river in a boat is only on the way into the sukkah. Once you get to the sukkah, everything is peachy. Then you have a right to make a bracha, as we said earlier. It's very, very important. Comes the Bikur Yaakov with the following distinction. This is a tough resh mem, sifkot and yud gimel. Someone who has no sukkah, and he goes over the river to get to his friend's sukkah, he's obligated to go to his friend's sukkah, teishu came to duru. But if I have my own sukkah, quote, mitstar b'yeshiva k'shetzorech lichnos the sukkos chavero le shato. In other words, everyone's going to start going to the sukkah, much like for your living room. You're not in the sukkah all year long. That's the amount of tzar that the Torah demands of you, that tzar is mechaper and golus, to tzemi kevla l'aroi, that you're required to do. But once already have a sukkah, they're going to make another sukkah. Nah, that's considered to be a situation of a mitzar. I mentioned to you yesterday, I feel bad I don't have it in front of you. Bikur Yaakov writes in Tov Resh Lamed Tes of Kod and Yud Tes. You have Korah Muksosas, quote, Yesh Ktsas Tsar, when Sina, Bishokhbo Uvakumo. A little cold before you get under the blankets, so when you get back up, everyone knows that when it's freezing cold. Says the Yochaner, Bikur Yaakov, Chayav, came into Bishaw Shayoshin and Emitstar. I have enough blankets. And then he says, if I can find somebody else to bring the Korah Muksosis, Lo Yehemitstar, the Enemitsuva Vyose, you get an impression it's considered to be an Ose. Okay? So it seems to be a bit of a stira. The answer is as follows. There's a stira between Bikur Yaakov in some places where he's following the Chumash Hadesha, and other places where he's following his own line. That's all. He's allowed to argue, but it's not. He didn't tell us in each and every paragraph according to whom is he going himself, according to Tumas Hadesh. He didn't like Tumas Hadesh in the first place, as we mentioned. That's the answer. We spoke yesterday about Osai, but somebody who has no room to have his hands and feet in the sukkah. It's not enough room. It's not a mitzvah. How do you know Zion al Zion? It's only 10 tefachim in an alachson, the rosh of a rubo. Tosfos says your body without your head is 18 tefachim. What's going on? Without your head. So what's 18 tefachim? 54 inches. Smallest amount. What's that in 4 feet what? 6 inches, correct? Is that right? Tell me. You go home tonight and measure till your head. Is it more than 4 feet 6 inches? I don't know. But that's what he says, Rebbe Osai. And he says as follows. Listen carefully. For Afal Gav, the royal Achila, quote to the Mordechai, he says, you can't sleep there. You're not Yotzei at all. Must be fetal position. It's not considered mitzvah. Says the Bikur Yaakov. What do you mean? He has two sukkahs, eating and sleeping. When do we say that if it's not roy, it's no good, If you have only one sukkah. Rabos, I have two rooms also. I have a living room and a dining room and a bedroom. Rabos, who eats in his bedroom here? You have a bedroom, you have a dining room. No. So I have a sukkah for sleeping, a sukkah for eating. We heard from yesterday from one of the brothers, a sukkah for two sukkahs. That's no problem, right? So Bikurei Yaakov. Not everyone agrees. Let's take a look at Moshe. We all have a Mishnah Brura in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes. Talks about it's on Yomar Makomas. Siv Cotton, excuse me, Siman Tov Reish Mem is the star. Siv Cotton Chavov. Look in the Ramah. The Ramah says, everyone look inside. It's too small. Lo mikrim it's tair. V'chayav lishan sham. Avagav the tzarach lichbov yodav aragla. Who says so? Chumas hadeshen. Zok mishne brura chavav. The derech ha'odam lefam lishan ka kofuf. Yeah? V'rayam yodav kaim lunch is shir sukkah shival shiva tvachim. Sheba vada yodam yodav lishan sham. Impossible otherwise. Well, if he's there, I feel him also the Chatchila beofen she really shan shan bepishut. Biachakach boy is a inyan she nasa dochuk tzvitzalishkaf. Gam kemu chil lishan shan. And the Har Shalom says, Mishum unrog vekimle begavei delidei havi mitzalishne besut bekfifa. Ein achinam is a potter belishon sham. Afal piken yos lechovas of achila came in the shebe ace asia hayaroi lit dide lechol belishon sham. How do you like that? If the time that, what? The time of asia, it was roi, it's okay. Basukos teish vushivasem, you have to make a sukkah. That's roi for all aspects of dira, achila and shtia and shena and teal. You have to make it that way. But if you made it that way and something went wrong in between, right now it's something changed, it got colder, or someone put something in there, whatever it may be, then it's okay. It's not completely clear. Is it enough when you made it? I know people who made this sukkah on Monday. What's the yontif on Monday? More than today's tetzvah be elul, a whole month before. What's Monday? What was Monday called? Labor Day. They have labor. They labor to put up the sukkah. You know, the people work on Sundays. Yeah. It's enough that it's roy now. Yud Gimel El. That's good enough. Or must it be roy when sukkahs comes in? Leil Tetzvah B'Tishrei. Not completely clear, according to this opinion. Not completely clear. Oh. Viter over here on both sides. Take a look in the Shar HaTziyun of the Mishnah Brura. Va'prima Gadol Mishnah Kosav Deina Yotzei Dechovoso. This is Sivkotin Mem Aleph. He said Yotzei Dechovoso because when you made it, it was okay. Well, it doesn't like that. After the rock on Shainakoi, you know, you're saying sleeping. Mm-hmm. Because you can't sleep, but eating, yes. In other words, the vort has to be roy for everything. That he maybe Prima Gadol agrees depends upon Shas HaSiyo when his Yontif comes in, not this very, very moment. V'dal den ar shalom Prima Gadol dava chodesh. Dib ishkoze im osa sukkah lechatchila shena yochol ifshet raglav. Eina yotze af bachila. Kevin Shumit Star Bishaino. Lanias Taiti Midivi Haran Lo Mash McCain. The Zelashono Gabe Surah the Gagish, the Loshi Rechamos Lako. The Hochi Mifsla Sukh Gadarmina on the Ale. And he shoots you Shrotri. And the Sakhim Ben the Cave of the Sunny Rechak Shavak Lil Nafik. And the Hochak Ben Star Iu Lichudei Askinon. Masha Bigamora Bechain Meran. The Bachila Yotze Bo, Af the Bishena, Eno Yotze Bo, Mishum Mitzdar. How is this Svirla? The Kame and the Kuli Amen and Mitzdar Nishan Shon. Gamhu Yotze Kaponim Bachila, Mitzarachion. Ah, Only if it's not roi for anybody, then we say it's disqualified as the status of a sukkah. Now if it's disqualified for one individual, that's not a problem. What if it's mitzvah for most people? They quote the Zer Emes, says it's okay. But the Trumas Hadeshen seems to say not okay. You have to be royal to most people. Most people. Okay, that's a question. We pass like the whole Mordechai in the first place is a very serious child. Rabbosai, let's go a little bit further in this discussion. Yes, sir.
He loves the rain.
Other people like that who love to eat in the rain?
That's a bad example.
Butler died.
That's a bad example.
Butler died.
Huh?
By a bad smell.
Yes,
that seems very subjective.
I agree, it's very subjective. Yeah. I don't know. Apparently, there are those who disagree with this prima gadol, and they hold that even if the tzar came later on, the sukkah is possible. As possible. Not clear. Now, you already saw yesterday that if it's so cold, it's impossible to make it hot. Everyone agrees that sukkah is kosher for eating. Why? I had a Mordechai. You can't do any better than that. The Chochma Shlomo says, well, you can sleep there. Just you're not because your wife won't show up. That's a different story. We spoke about yesterday. In case it's cold, you could add blankets. Okay. But take a look at in that Ramban that we saw yesterday. See it again. Everyone open up to the Ramban. See the Gimel Amud Beis or the Av Ches in the New Gemaras. Everyone open up because every word in Ramban is Kodesh Kadosh. Every word. The Ramban says as follows. The Ramban says, he says like this. Kevan, it's in my edition, it's page Ches, column 2, halfway down the left hand column. The Kevan Shim Ein Lo Mokom B'Sukkoso. Yeah.
Old print.
Gimel Amud Beis. Can find it. The cave on Shein Lamakam B'Sukkoso Haniach Bo Shulchano P'sula. Why? Shemenicha B'Chutzala Yimashchacha Shulchano. Yeah. Okay. Here's the key line. Afilu Lishain Ulishanein Ulitayelba Olechol Pito Biyado P'sula. Lefirachi P'sula Shekol Shein Aruya Lachila Kedarka Ulechol Mili D'Suka. Ein sukkah. What do you mean, kol mili the sukkah? It sounds like it includes teal, because teal was mentioned in the Gemara, but it's also mentioned in the previous line in the Ramban. Wow. Amazing. How can it be? You can go on a teal in Zion al Zion. How much of an expedition can you make on a sukkah which is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim? Take 2 steps, you're out. What does that mean? Royal teal. How can it be? How is it possible? Bikur Yaakov's Kasha. And the Tosefes Bikurim. But nonetheless, the Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe says, in Siv Vov, if it's Eina Yochel the Talba below Tsar, Eina Dira. Ah, can't be. Rabosai, who knows? The first Mishnah in Sukkah Dav Beis. How high must a Sukkah be? How high is 10 Tvachim? 30 inches. 36 inches. Who can take a walk in a Sukkah which is 10 Tvachim high? He can't even stand up. He can hardly sit down. Hello. It's kosher. How can I say you need royal teal? Yeah.
Maybe that's not what teal means.
What does teal mean? Hanging out. That's what teal means. Wow. authorize you to look up all dictionaries in the world and find out if the word teal has that connotation. Oh, every dictionary. Oh, he has it? He says teal means to hang out?
That's what he says
over here,
yeah.
Wow, he knows Hebrew much better than any of us. This is the old city of Yerushalayim. Wow. See, I thought teal might take a walk. That's what it usually means, though.
Yeah.
See, Matayo. Hold on. Umatayo. Matayo perusho listofev batzel. Because by Aramis, sail is tula. Devon sounds a hard man to argue with. You know, I don't know. That's not how I understood it. Do me a favor, look up the various translations, and see. Right, the word metal. Let's take a look. I don't have any translations with me. Maybe you have a translation. Okay. Person is required to do everything in the sukkah. Then we have to do achila and shena and shtia and shena and teal. Lashon sale. Wow, that's a. It's true that the Aramaic tzadi of the test tips they have. That's the concept. No. Tula, he says. Tula means sale. So teal also means that. It's a chiddush to me. Teal is lashon sale. I don't want to argue etymology with Goyen of Devitzel. I didn't think it was connected. Tula lechud and tiul lechud. It's true they both have a test, they both have a lamed. Yeah, but I didn't think it was the same word. Rabosai, I don't know what to do with this. Just look up all the other translations, see what they say for the word tiul. It's a trouble to believe it comes to Lashon Seil. I just have trouble believing it. Who am I to argue though? I can argue with the going of Nevinson. What does it say?
In modern Hebrew, like, it means
a trip. What does it mean in classical Hebrew?
That's hard to find.
I don't know classical Hebrew. That's my problem. I wish I did. Who knows classical Hebrew, gentlemen? I don't tell you. All right, keep that. I'm glad you showed me. I did not know that Rav Nevinson said that, and one of everyone else either agrees with him or disagrees with him. Wow, and a chiddush. The Vilna Gaon fundamentally says this. The Vilna Gaon, no less than a turn. The Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says over here, Rabosai. Tough race, man. The Gra Sifkot and Zion. That's what our Amor writes over here in Sif Dalid. If it's the Mokum and Mistah Bachilo, Bishtio, Bishena, oh, Ef Shalasa, Lo Echem, Ihem, Besuka, Machas, the Misyar, Melissim, O Ganavim, Shalu, Besuka, Eno Yotze, Bos, Asuka, Klal, Philip, Vorm, Shalom, and Stabem, Lo Havi, Kain, Dira, Shuchalasa, Sham, Kol, Terachov. So call the sum, as long as you made it there, it's good enough. Says the Gra, Rabosai, Sivkotin Zayin. He says it's like Pchusa Me'asara, Fuhutzin Yordan the Socha Sara, Vena Yochol Lekabel Korim Uksosis, V'Chayotze Behen. The Vilna Gaon seems to be saying that it has to be ready for everything, and if not, it's no good. Hutzin is no good apparently because you can't sit down because those protrusions from the saddle will get into your eyes. But you can lie on the floor, you can sleep. No good for Achila. It's no good for Shana either. Chacham Tzvi disagrees with Mordechai, as we saw already yesterday. He's quoted by the Shari Tshuva. Some want to say he'd be more than certain cases to the Svar of the Mordechai. When? If it's Eino Ruya Mitzad Atzma, the only time the Chachamti argued is when the Gavra is a Mitzdar. So if it's smaller, then small. Zayin al Zayin. And you can't sleep there. Yotze Achila. It could be, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. It says all shirim halacha l'moshe misinai. Zayin halacha l'moshe misinai, Zayin al Zayin. Apparently you can sleep there in a fetal position. This guy can't. Okay? I don't know. The Chacham Tzvi's lashon is hachush mochiach she'en l'cha mitzdar yosef mizeh. It's a real mitzdar, so it sounds like. A serious, serious questions are both sides. The Chacham Tzvi concedes to machlokas hatanoi. Look at that. Gimel amud aleph for both sides. Gimel amud aleph. Gimel amud aleph. We all know the sukkah zayin al zayin, right? Well. Very good. Rebbe says how much? Dalet Amis. Yeah. Dalet Amis. Rebbe called Sukkah Shema Dalet Amis. Dalet Amis. Psula. He holds. It has to be ready for sleep. Sleep, you have to get your full body in there. If you're it's 3 amas to your head, your head is almost an amma, then you need 4 amas to be able to sleep in comfortably. That's what he suggests, Chacham Tzvi. Rebbe, who holds Dalet al Dalet, has to be roy to sleep. He holds like the Mordechai. But we passing against Rebbe. We passing Zayin al Zayin comes out against the Mordechai. That's a Chacham Tzvi Shtikl Torah. Does everyone agree to that? No. But the Mordechai disagrees, but it's hard to know who's right. It's hard to know. Okay. So the last point for today is Cholim. 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 Open up, please, to your Mishnah Berurah. Everyone has Mishnah Berurah. It's the most common sefer we have except for the Gemara. We'll try that. Do that right now. Tov Resh Mem. Cholim. Sif Gimel. Cholim and Misham Shem Peturim and Asuka. V'lo cholo shesh bo sakona el afil chosh berosho chosh bienov. Right? That's the Gemara. He says, "V'yesh misha omesh and a mishamishim p'turim elashos shacholat tzoroch lehem." What does that mean? Why? Let's take a look on both the Mishnah Berurah. Everyone, please look inside. If you have it, you have it on your computer. You have it in your hand. The Mishnah Berurah siv katan vav cholim mishem dechsev teishu ke'ein taduru. Who's he quoting? Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbi, someone who's sick, if it's cold, you're like, it's painful. Yeah, you're going to shiver. So you put him in a sukkah. He would leave the house too. He'd go to his friend's house. That's central heating. So you leave. It's your chola. You leave. Push it, leave. Others say, yes.
Has gave a really interesting
character. Yes.
He said there's two
suge
of
Mitzvah. Yes, that's a famous Taz. It's on the Mamakom. It's two kind of Mitzvah.
He says that the Cholas part is not going to be able to have the right.
Kavana. He was like the Shver. Who was the Taz of Shver? His father in law, who was it? No one knows. The Bach. The Bach was the father in law of the Taz. It's a famous apocryphal story. The Bach wanted the Taz to marry his daughter. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He said, "I have a daughter." Yiddish expression is "Shein v'dilavana." The Yiddish song "Shein v'dilavana." So the Taz responded, "I guess it's time to be kashlo." That's how the story goes. If it really happened, I can't give you a guarantee. But the Taz, the Bach had a very big chiddush la'alacha, unbelievable chiddush. It says in the Torah Kedosha, comes the Sukkos. Why? L'man yedu doroseichem ki basukos oshavtis b'nei Yisrael. Says that Bach, whenever the Torah says L'man, you need a special level of kavana, which is ma'akev. Who knows two more L'man which apply every single day? When we say every day. You're close, you're very close. L'man tizku, but he's a mitzvah by tzitzis. No, and what about something else to do every day? Almost every day. L'man tiyeh Torah Hashem b'fichas. Sometimes every day also. The Bach holds, if you don't have that L'man money, you're not Yotze. Bad news. So it could be that the Taz holds like the Shver. You have to have this Kavanah to be Yotze. If that's the case, who can think about these things? The guy's a Chole. He's too sick to focus on this. Taz follows his father-in-law. Very often he disagrees with him very strongly. But usually after he passed away. Bore b'chori zal. That's a little safer to disagree. But usually. But Rabbi Sai, this is tough stuff. You're right. That's what the Taz says. Two dinim. It's a chiddush. Not everyone agrees with the two dinim. Not everyone agrees. It's interesting. The Ritva says on Cholin, Ein dira b'mokosh mitzar. So the Ritva seems to say Cholin is not a separate din. It's the same old din of mitzar. So according to the Urayim, you put them in a sukkah only if you go into the house to be more comfortable, which is probably true for most Cholin. Someone who's a cholah is not the comfort, creature comfort, the comfort of his bed, you know, the sukkah is not exactly as comfortable for him. But otherwise, if he would get no better inside, stay outside. That's a rich, separate category of ptur. Separate. What about Misham Sheyem? What's pshat? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Look inside. Pishayin, oskin b'mitzvah. Pala oskin b'mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah. There it is, the first shiur. Oskin b'mitzvah. A week later, we come back to the same yisod. Same exact yisod. Osek ben mitzvah, potter min hamitzvah. Who said so? Who said so? Yud. The Levush. The Levush. Primary source. The Levush says so. Okay. Says the Mechaber. V'yesh mi she'omer. Otherwise, you're not potter. Wow. What about Yeshom? Who disagrees? The Yeshom. What's Pshat in the Yeshom? What's Pshat in the Yeshom? Hold on. So, I'll tell you what I thought Pshat was. Look, I'm on duty watching the cholah. Sometimes he needs me, he doesn't need me. But it's one long shift. If you're a nurse, you can't leave. He doesn't need me now. Any second he can need you. But right now, this second, he doesn't need you. So I thought, let's say he's sleeping. Perfect example. The cholah is sleeping. Sleeping. Can't leave. You wake up in a second, but I'm there. He's sleeping. So I thought the machlokas is very simple. Toast in the run. Tosfos in the Ran. Tosfos says that it's only potter, and in which case? Here's Efshel Kaim Shneim. He doesn't need me now, he's sleeping. The Ran says you're potter anyway. That's how I thought Pshat was. What else could they be fighting about? Yoruch HaShulchan says like this. Number one, he doesn't understand why anyone could argue with this. Yes, sure. I thought the answer was the whole Zerah. Number two is another Chiddush. Rabosai, do you have a principle of Osir Mitzvah if you're being paid? It's just yesterday, right? But what's your primary Kavanah? Rosh Hashanah is if you're being paid, there's no din of Osir Mitzvah Potem in a Mitzvah, because you're Osir B'Schar. We don't find your Chayv anyway. Therefore, he says, you know why you're potter? Ke'ein taduru. Don't do mitzvah. Ke'ein taduru. What does that mean? A person is a nurse. You leave your home to take care of the sick patient. So too, you need the sukkah, take care of the sick patient. It's nothing to do with asking mitzvah mitzvah. Forget about that. If it's not a mitzvah, you're getting paid for it, it's your only cost being paid. You leave your house to go to work, you leave your house to go to take care of the cholera. That's all. Yeah?
Is that a show in parties?
Okay, can you put it for the same reason? Possibly. Could be they have an ability to make another sukkah. They're not going to make another sukkah near the cholera's besar. That's not shy. Can't do that. He's in the middle of a hospital ward and make a sukkah go. Can't do it. That's the Aruch HaShulch. Aruch HaNeh has something very similar. Something similar. But he has a throws in the Shavus Yaakov and says, Mitztar. It's in Tosefes Bikur. Mitztar. Quote, I'm quoting now. Vim Yelech LaSukkah Hav the Mitztar Mitzar HaChole Shedato Olav Tomid. It's mental anguish. A person is, you see it's true in real life. Someone's very, very sick. You can't, if you're not there, I'm afraid he's going to die, I'm afraid this, I'm afraid that. People are afraid. Mental anguish. Mental anguish, partly different from the sukkah. You better stay next to him. Don't go to the sukkah and be of mental anguish. Interesting, Rabbo said. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Yud Aleph. Vimuchola sheyesh bo sakana, nira diyesh lahakil, gam bishah she'ein tzarachla. What's the difference? Yesh bo sakana, ain't bo sakana. What's the difference? What is the difference? How do you explain this? You gotta take care of it. We saw ain't bo sakana, you have to still, you gotta take care of it. I guess the difference is very simple. You have to say like this. You're more likely to sit by a chola sheyesh bo sakana if they doesn't need you. You're scared. There could be a case where someone is told, you better don't leave the person unattended. And a case, not a nurse, there should be a family member there at all times. That's code word for, this is a big danger over here. You don't want the person to be without a member of the family at the end. That's the code word means. Now that doesn't mean it's going to happen. We have to hope for a foolish lamb, of course. But that's what it means. So the guy goes away, he's mitzdar. He's mitzdar. Oh. But now I wish I could show it to you. The Kovet Shiurim Chelik Bey Simon Memvov says Shuvah Sagaonim. You're not going to believe this. Cholo Meshamshav Turim and Atfila. Tfila. We're talking here about Sukkah. Apparently. Oh, sick of a mitzvah, potem and a mitzvah. Why is the chol a potem? You also have a mitzvah. Yes! Yes! He always has to make himself healthy. And we just read on Shabbos, when it was in the shul, Vashevo so low. The simple translation of Vashevo so low, it's going on the Aveda. You shall return the lost object to him. More Sanhedrin says, Vashevo so low, the so means him. He should return him to himself. Someone's drowning. Everyone knows Osama Damariach, everybody knows that. More than that. Vashevo so low, that's the mitzvah to be a doctor. The mitzvah to be a doctor is not Osama Damariach. That's a low sense. It's not Mirapa Yarapa, it gives you Rishus. The mitzvah is Vashevo la Shabbos Gufo, the more calls it. You gotta cure him. That's the biggest mitzvah in the world. So here too, apparently the chol himself is included in that mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be Hashavas Gufo. And then, Rabosai, we're going to argue like this. Maybe a potter Hashav Bachanan, even in a case where sitting in the sukkah does not increase the danger. If it's mitzvah, we saw the Urayim, you pot only if you're going to get rid of the tzar when you go inside. We're not saying it's mitzvah. Is take care of someone who's sick. Either he is sick himself or someone else is sick. Wow. Then I saw a quote in another amazing shot. You know why you're a punter? You're not required to risk your health for any mitzvah assay. The same way as you're not required to spend all your money for any mitzvah assay. How much you have to spend? Fifth, right? So your health is worth to you more than a fifth of your money.
So
if that's the case, You're only potter from sukkah if what? If the sukkah was injurious to your health. And that is true. It is true in real life. If you sleep in a cold sukkah. I know, I don't sleep in a cold. They get cold. And one of my sons, he's trying to sleep in the sukkah. He's always got a cold. Cold, a cold. You catch a cold, you sleep in a cold sukkah. You're potter, finish. Done, finish. Cold, done. Potter. Okay, it's related to that. I would say if the doctor tells him not to do it, he does it anyway. I'm sorry to say I'd call him a hedger. If the doctor says you want to do it, doesn't matter, you get a cold, it doesn't matter, whatever. Then no, I still part of it, that I wouldn't call him a hedger. You don't make a bracha on sleeping, that's another important topic. That's going to be what we're talking about tomorrow. But this Hashem, tomorrow we have to start some new inyanim because we have a schedule to keep. But tomorrow, Shia, again, 9 o'clock in the morning. We're going to start discussing the definition of Achilas Aroi. That's a very, 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 very important topic. Won't do it in one day, but we have to move. Okay, so tomorrow Achilas Aroi is the topic, and tomorrow Shia Mesad of the Shemai. Good.
We saw today.